Dude, I've been rewatching The Office, and like Jim and Pam suck ass.
In what way? No, I don't. In what way?
You've seen The Office.
Upwards of 15 times.
Yeah, same, right? Dude, I feel like we put them on such a pedestal as the perfect couple back in the, mid to late 2000s, into the early 2010s. And they're a terrible, they're I think they're good for each other, but the way that they end up being with each other and like everything leading up to them getting with each other is so fucked. You know?
That's fair. I think the best couple in that show is Dwight and Michael. They're the perfect couple.
Dwight and Michael. I thought you were going to say Dwight and Angela first.
No, they're weird. Dwight and Michael. Those
Dwight and
two
Michael.
together
If they got
just makes
together.
sense.
Yeah.
It just makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But you know what? We didn't write The Office. We don't have a say. Maybe we can reach out for a spinoff. I have a pretty hefty resume in the
In the writing department?
Yeah, I wrote half a book.
Did you?
Yeah. I wrote well, maybe it's not half a book, but I wrote like 60,000 words.
Okay. I don't know how many pages that would translate to, but
I don't
60,000 words
either.
is hefty.
Yeah, it was just a lot of the same word over and over.
It's just the 60,000 times.
The
Dude, did you ever do that with Microsoft Sam, dude? You just like type the a bunch of times and it's like
Yeah.
that. Dude.
Yeah.
Simpler
Dude,
times,
you know
man.
what? I haven't grown up. It was my favorite to put in swear words.
Oh yeah, and it was like
And
it was
I
like
still I yeah.
it was like as
Yeah. Ass. Tit. And I do that with I play Simon Says with my Alexas.
Wow.
Simon Says boobs.
Speaking
Okay.
of Evergreen, Simon says boobs?
Yeah, and cue
Okay.
the intro song.
Speaking of when we were young, right? Transition.
Hey.
That's what we're talking about today is specifically the When We Were Young Festival that is apparently
Happening.
happening this year.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Welcome to Bad Bandmates. Check out some of our other episodes if you haven't. 'Cause that's what we do in our time here on Earth.
True.
So
That's true. We do other things.
on paper, okay, let's give a little background. When We Were Young Festival, basically take, people our age, late 20s, early 30s, grew up kind of with the, I guess I would say like po heavy pop punk and emo scene.
Yeah.
Thriving, when we were in our like teenage years or high school or middle school, and then cram that into one day, and we'll get into some of the updates and stuff like that too, but cram that into one day, and that's this festival, okay? When
Yeah.
We Were Young Festival popped up out of nowhere.
And when Nate says cram it into one day, he means literally every band.
Yep.
Every band that you can think of that you listened to, every one of them, every band, every
Yeah.
single band.
Cram it into one day. Let's talk about this. First of all, on paper, there are good ideas about this and there are extremely terrible ideas about this, right? On paper, if there was a festival that had all these bands from like a nostalgic time in my life where I was discovering music and growing into kind of that coming of age of like, okay, this is what I like. It wasn't my parents' taste. It wasn't my like friends' tastes or whatever. It was just like, this was the era of me discovering music, really, you know, and like, you know, figuring out, you know, emo stuff and pop punk stuff and metal stuff and all that jazz. So on paper, having all these bands at one fest would be awesome.
Cool. Cool idea.
Great idea. However, there's quite a few problems with this.
There's more problems than there is not problems, I feel like.
Yeah, let's talk about the bands. So I took a screenshot of the poster.
Yep. I have a list pulled up here too.
Yeah, so let's just kind of, I'm just going to rattle off all these, okay? Bear with me here, take me a couple moments, but let's start with the headliners and kind of work our way all the way down. So we got My Chemical Romance, Paramore, AFI, The Used, Bring Me the Horizon, Taking Back Sunday, Dashboard Confessionals, Alkaline Trio, Manchester Orchestra, A Day to Remember, Pierce the Veil, The Story So Far, Car Seat Headrest, Boys Like Girls, All American Rejects, Dance Gavin Dance, Sleeping with Sirens, Knocked Loose, JXDN, don't know what that is.
Nope, Jaden, I think.
That's sure. My guess. Avril Lavigne, Motionless in White, Black Veil Brides, Ice Nine Kills, Neck Deep, Alex G, Nessa Barrett, The Main, Mayday Parade, Poppy, Purvis, not really sure on that one. Seozin,
Big Pelvis.
Big Pelvis. Bayside, Senses Fail, Mom Jeans, Silverstein, Palais Royal, Story of the Year, Thursday, Anne Berlin, Acceptance, The Starting Line, Armor for Sleep, Jimmy Eat World, 303, Atreyu, Glassjaw, Lil Huddy, TV Girl, 4 Years Strong, State Champs, The Garden, not sure if that, I think that's what it is, Royal, The Wonder Years, We the Kings, The Ready Set, Horror Pops, Linda Lindas, Hawthorne Heights, did I mention A Day to Remember? I mean, this is a huge, this is a huge list, okay? On paper, you see these, and most of it, at least for the huge, you know, the kind of headliners and bigger bands, I mean, these are like mid-2000s, early-2000s, like classic bands, dude. Like, and aptly named festival as well, right? For those who are of a certain age.
Real bummer, though. Makes you feel real bad about yourself.
Why is that?
It just made me feel... Because. You know why? Because TikTok exists. And then all the kids on the TikTok are like, look at all these, this classic rock coming to one stage. And like, fuck you. This is a...
We're just not, calling a bunch of like tweens bitches.
Yeah. You remember when you turned the classic rock station on and it was Led Zeppelin or something, and now you turn the classic rock station on and it's fucking Skater Boy?
I heard Green Day on there once, and I was like on like a classic rock station, like even years ago, and I was like, what? Like, yeah, I'd
sad. it's a real sad moment.
So you look at this list and you're like, wow, dope, awesome. I would love to be here, right? However, as I said, this started out as one day for all those bands. Two stages, I'm pretty sure it was at one point.
Yep.
How? Two stages. With like, let's just say that's like, what, 25 bands, right? Mm. There's only 24 hours in a day, you know? I mean, like, are you going to make Paramore and My Chemical Romance and A Day to Remember play 20 to 30 minute sets like everyone else? Like, someone like the Linda Lindas, which, like, they're great, by the way. Go listen to Linda Lindas. There's, like, these young kids making just this raw fucking punk music, and they had kind of like a viral moment during the pandemic. Go check them out. You'll find it. Are you going to make like a band that's been around, tried and true, play for the same amount of time as someone like the Linda Lindas, who have only just popped up, right? No, right. Like, you're going to give them an hour set. So we have all these big names doing, let's just say we give them an hour. I mean, we're looking at like, this is going from like 8 a.m. to like midnight. Logistically, that is a nightmare. Like, and I've been to festivals and stuff like that. Warped Tour, Sound Set, stuff like that. And yeah, most of them start kind of early and stuff like that. But there's nowhere near the amount of bands that is like, or if there is like Warped Tour, there's like 8 stages. You know what I mean? Like
a normal festival would have.
Right. But this was like 2 stages. I think eventually they bumped it up to like 3. And then now they spanned it across 3 days, but they said every band is playing all 3 days.
Yeah. Which is,
and they made that, and they apparently like made that decision recently. Now, all these bands, you think that they had randomly not only that one day free, but then the next day and then the next weekend free as touring bands. You think those people had just randomly all those days free? They were like, yeah, fuck it. That's fine. I'll just free up, you know, my whole, like a whole 2 weeks basically of time. This is fishy, dude. What do you think?
Yeah, it was fishy when it, okay. So here's my problem with this bullshit festival that's not going to happen. I'll be the one to call it out like that.
All right.
This is bullshit. There's no fucking way. I don't believe you, Live Nation.
No.
So here's my problem with this. Like you said, there's so many bands. There's only so many hours in the day. After, well, maybe people are dumb enough, but after all of these festivals having deaths, and like the shit with Travis Scott, you're gonna put this shit on for literally an entire day. There's gonna be so much alcohol poisoning.
Heat stroke. It's in Vegas, and yeah. I know it's in like October, but like,
fuck, it's still gonna be hot there.
It's gonna be hot.
Here's my other problem with this. So like the headliner, like My Chemical Romance, huge band, right?
Yeah.
And one of the lower on the totem pole bands, like Manchester Orchestra, right?
Yeah.
They're still a big band. These are all big bands.
Yeah.
So you're gonna give Manchester Orchestra, they'll sell out like a 5,000 seat auditorium or something. You're gonna give them like a 10-minute set, and then you're gonna do it for 3 days. I don't fucking believe you.
Right.
I simply don't believe you. Unless they're paying them that much money. But another thought that I had is it's put on by Live Nation, right?
Yeah.
And they sell concert tickets. Isn't that what they do? And they put on concerts.
Right.
Where is this money coming from? Because if they made this much money during the pandemic, they're doing something illegal. There hasn't been any shows.
Yeah.
How are they affording all these fucking people?
Let's take a step back here. And you know how it goes when you're purchasing concert tickets. And it's like, oh, $50. Okay. I mean, I guess, you know. And then you start going through the payment process, and then they're like, oh, by the way, let's just slap another just like 50 on there just for shits and giggles.
You're bringing a jacket? That's another $20, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, you thought this was going to be 50 just flat? No, no, no. There's fees. And
there's $200 in fees.
And you're also going to be behind a pillar in the nosebleeds, and that's where you'll be. Yeah, dude, this is, first of all, like, again, if this was like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing, I could see this happening, right? I could see this happening pretty easily.
With all the bands split up.
Yes, with all the bands split up. And then, like, have a major headliner each day, like, have My Chemical Romance do, and have Paramore do, and then have a Day to Remember, you know, whatever. I can see that. However, 3 days, as of now, it spanned over 3 days the same lineup every day. If this happens, it's going to be a disaster. It is.
It absolutely will. Also, there's going to be so much ego. There's so many bands and so many egos flying all over the place. Like, I'm not saying that everybody in these bands are dicks, but I'm sure some of them are. Let's say that there's like one dick every three bands. That's a lot of dicks.
That's a lot of dicks, man.
For three fucking days. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it.
Here's the other weird thing. So, like, I don't know, dude. I just don't understand it. Like, as far as I could see, I couldn't tell if there was any food vendor information or, like, any other...
I looked. I couldn't find anything on that or, like, water.
No, right. No press information I could find.
It's everything feels like the Fyre Festival all over again.
It is, dude. It's... I will say that this feels very off, and it does feel like a Fyre Festival 2.0. And all of this, of course, is just our own... thoughts and opinions. It's not fucking,
but it's right though.
It's not fucking set in stone, and it's not hard facts. But I guess, I mean, come October, we'll definitely revisit this and see what goes down. Or, you know, if any other weird,
or we'll be watching the documentary about it.
Yeah, we'll be watching
that.
The fucking Fyre Festival documentary, aka When We Were Young Fest Disaster 2022. I think that, you know, again, this is playing into people's nostalgia. It's playing into people's, I would say, ignorance. Because, like, people who go to festivals and stuff like that, I'm not saying this is everybody, but, like, if you go to a festival, I would say 90% of the people who do that don't go to, like, basement shows. Don't go to, like, dingy dive bar shows. Don't go to, you know, anything less than an arena rock show, you know what I mean? Which, and the reason I'm saying that is because, like, I think the people that go to those, I mean, that's fine, right? That's perfectly fine, but that's not how every show works. And usually when you go to those big shows, it's like you're just there to see the one person and that's it. Or if you go to festivals, it's like, yeah, you'll catch all these other bands, but, like, logistically, a person who goes to festivals, I don't think realizes how intricate having this many people, bands, in one spot on two or three stages works. Like, unless they are backlined perfectly and the in-between time of stage switching and stuff like that is synchronized to fuck, like, this will not work. Like, it will not work. Even if they were, like, all playing on different stages at the same time, I still feel like this wouldn't work. Like, there's, like I said, probably 25 bands, maybe even, like, 30 some odd bands. I didn't take the time to count, but...
I didn't either.
But, like, it's just sketchy, dude. So you're taking, you know, general admission at a baseline is $245. I'm sure there's hidden fees beyond that. And then there's VIP packages, which is like $520. And I'm sure there's, you know, some added fees onto that. And beyond that, I'm not gonna click into it anymore because I just, like, don't wanna get into any of this. But, like, I don't know if there's, like, you know, who reads all the, like, little writing when you're going through buying tickets, right? Like, all sales are final, or, like, this, you know, you can't refund, or if you do refund it, you have to do XYZ, or, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. I just don't know.
So, I just pulled up an article while you were talking.
Yeah.
And this article is saying that there's 60 bands playing this festival.
60. Okay, so double what I said.
That's so fucking stupid.
It's insane, okay? So, taking all that into account, I follow, like, some of these bands, right? And when this was announced, like, all those bands were, like, promoting it. And they were like, oh, here's, you know, here's a festival in a couple months and blah, blah, blah. like a band like Knock Loose, they're on this. And I'm just, I gotta wonder, like, logistically, is this real? Like, is this happening? I feel like they've got to be kind of like, this is seeming fishy right now, you know?
You'd think, though, like, somebody would have said something by now, don't you think?
That's what I'm, yes. And so I'm kind of like, there's more to this than meets the eye. I mean, there is. And so enough people have been talking about this where I think over the next couple of months leading up to this, we're going to find out more and more. We'll definitely hit on this. But regardless, look, if something comes out and it's like, here's how it's all going to work, and someone like breaks it down from Live Nation or whatever, then at that point, I will believe it. You know, at that point, I'll believe it. When they say, here's how it's going to work, here's the lineup, and here are the times. At that point, I'm with it, okay? But until that happens, no, this is not going to... It's not real.
Honestly, though, like, even if they came out and they gave, like, this perfect speech and they showed us all these little blueprints for how it's going to work that day and everything looks like it's real, I'd still be like, yeah, this is fucking stupid. It's not going to go according to your plan. I feel like you're fucking high off your ass if you think that this is going to end well.
I think you brought up a good point, like, going back to it, is the, you know, where are they able to pay all these huge acts, right?
Like, yeah, like, My Chemical Romance and Paramore alone probably cost so much money.
To be headlining a festival, too, I mean, yeah, it's, like, an insane amount of money they gotta be paying.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, like, Live Nation... You know, I'm sure they have the cash to do this kind of, but like also they've probably been bleeding money like over the past 2 years.
But I mean, think about how much they have to put. So not only do you have to pay all of the bands, you have to pay the bands.
Right.
You have to secure the area. You have to get sound equipment. You have to hire the security that's needed, which I'm sure, just judging by my feelings on this, they'll fuck up. You have to hire the staff for like the sound. You have to have... You have to have ample areas to get water. You have to have, what are those people, like paramedics and shit. There's so much money. And I know it's in Vegas, and Vegas brings in like a ton of money, like all the time with tourists. And anyway, I get that. I get it. But it's so fucking, there's so much that could go wrong.
Yeah. So like, even if this was a viable option... Okay, let's say that tomorrow they come out with a schedule, times. They say, here's where we're getting all the food and water. Pandemic aside, cramming all these bands into one day, would you go to this?
Fuck no.
No?
Absolutely not. I don't like festivals to begin with.
Same, so yeah.
I would never go to a festival. I don't care if the tickets are free. Or, like, you get a free ticket and you get to stay in Vegas for free. First of all, I don't really like Las Vegas. It's pretty. It's really pretty, but it's not my vibe. But I would never go to this. It's too much stress. I can't handle fucking Homegrown in Duluth, and I don't even know 99% of the bands. This is too much work.
It's a lot. Yeah. I think my main thing is, like... I don't think our bodies are, like, meant to just, like, stand around and dance around and, like, forget to consume water in heat
That's another thing. Is there, you know, the age group that they're targeting is us, right? And, like, we're not old. But I am too fucking old for this. I am too fucking old for this song. Give me, like, a 2 or 3 hour show. I can probably make it. I'll have to take a break.
Yeah,
but I can make it. But fucking 12 hours or whatever this is, I'll die. I'll simply die. Even if I'm hydrated and they have corn dogs, I'll probably still die.
Right. Do you think this will turn into a Woodstock 99 situation?
I honestly believe, I really, really think that come summertime, maybe like late spring, early summer, we're going to start to see some of the small bands, or not small bands, the big bands dropping off of this bill. rapidly, and if it does happen, I think it's going to be a less than desired event that will still spiral into a Woodstock 99 situation, or it just won't happen at all. And then that begs the question, too, is Live Nation going to give money back, or are they going to... They're too big of a company to be to do anything too shifty, right?
I think, like, some of those fees and whatnot, like, again, I haven't read any of the small print or anything, and I guarantee none of you motherfuckers who bought a ticket read the small print either. But, like, I guarantee that they have protections put in place so that, like, inevitably when something happens with this,
they're keep some of the cash.
They're going to run away thieving, dude.
For sure. I don't read the small print on shit either. But if I were to want to buy tickets to this, the first thing I would have done is seen if there's a clause where if the show gets canceled, if they get to keep the money. Because then it'd be like, yeah, this is shit then. This is for sure not happening.
Right.
For sure. It's just, here's the deal, guys. I'm sorry if you bought tickets to this because it's not going to happen. It's just simply not going to happen.
Right. Let's play out a hypothetical. And let's say all the things I said aside and your own thoughts and feelings aside of like, fuck no, I'm never going to go to something like this. Do you have a must see list?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That was the first thing I did was make a list of people I wanted to see if I were to ever go, which I won't.
So let's talk about it. I think that we can go through just a quick like. If this were to happen, and if magically we were there and didn't hate ourselves, what is like your must see list? You go in whatever order you want. It doesn't matter. No.
So out of all of these, I don't have that many must sees on this list, but I do have I have five or six. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not even must sees. It's like just this show.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them is like, I have to see them in my life. The other ones, I'm like, okay, this would be cool, and I would really like to.
Sure.
The number one is The Used. I'm a big The Used fan. I would love to see them live. The second one is Manchester Orchestra. I need to see them in my life. I'm a big fan of Manchester Orchestra.
Okay.
Taking Back Sunday. Dashboard Confessional. Armor for Sleep. And Jimmy Eat World. But there's a caveat on all of these except for Manchester Orchestra.
Okay.
These bands, and this is the nicest way that I can think of putting this, they're not in their prime.
No.
So, like, I don't think that seeing all of these bands not being able to do what they used to do, because I've seen videos, it's like Taking Back Sunday doesn't sound like they used to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which, no fault of their own, they've been doing it for so fucking long. Things get harder to do as you get older. But seeing all of these bands and trying to relive my youth, but then also maybe none of them are good, would be a real buzzkill.
Yeah, I mean, that's also kind of the risk you run too. Or a lot of these bands have been continually putting out music too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's another question you bring up is...
Yeah, are you going to play the old shit?
Yeah, exactly, right? Because... The whole idea behind the fest is a nostalgic, you know, play on our feelings, right? And so do you bring out the 2009 Warped Tour songs that you would have played, you know, the 2006 Warped Tour songs you would have played? Or are you just like, well, we have a new album and we got to promote that shit because our record label will be happy. If we
and then this is another problem with this fucking festival is if The Used isn't playing their album in Love and Death from like 2005 or whatever it is, if they're playing new music, the adults our age are going to be pissed,
right?
You know, but also then you're kind of just taking a shit on the band's art in a way, because if they were to put on a show, they'd play a couple of their hits, right? For sure.
Yep.
They would. But now they're almost forced, if they're doing 20 minute sets, Jimmy Eat World is forced to play their six hit songs and nothing else that they've ever written because there's no time. It's a lose-lose either way for them, I feel.
Exactly.
It's kind of a discredit to their talents.
Right. Which I think is, yeah, I mean, I went to the last Warp tour, and I was able to see Simple Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And
you said they were great. I remember that.
It was so fantastic. Like, it was just like they played everything from what the fuck is that? I think it's their first album. The
something with balls.
Yeah, it's
no pads, no balls, no helmet, no knee pads, or some shit.
That's it. We're gonna go with that.
I think that was it.
It's the one. I think the cover art is like them in like a house, and there's like a party. It's like an aftermath of a party or something like that.
Yeah.
But it has like I'd do anything or whatever.
That album's so fucking good.
It's a great fucking album, dude. It really is. A great pop punk album. Really.
Is it Christian rock? It should have been. It was pretty much on the edge of being Christian rock.
Yeah, kind of.
The curse words were forced.
Yeah. But I saw them, and like, I'm pretty sure they did like a 45-minute set. And I mean, they hit all the hits, of course. Of course, that's what you want, right? But like, I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing, though, because it's like, that was also kind of the implied thing with that Warp Tour, was like, this is it for Warp Tour. Is like, this is the last, you know, Warp Tour. So like, the bands I feel like that were being brought on, especially who were kind of in the, like, you know, they've been doing it for 20 years plus. It's, you know, they understood that, like, we're playing the classics. Now, boil that down to just 20 minutes, maybe, and you're looking at, yeah, like you said, four songs. And who wants to hear, number one, who wants to lug all their equipment cross country, maybe even across continents, depending on, you know, the band or whatever, to play 20 minutes of four classic songs, and then that's it. You know what I mean?
And then they're done. They're done until the next day. This, I feel like when they asked these bands, they were like, hey, you're washed up. Do you want to play a 15-minute set of your three hits from 20 years ago?
Yeah. The bands that play 15-minute sets are like local bands who are added onto a bill, and they understand that because that, you know, they're not, no one's there to see them, like, ultimately. Like, let's just put it that way. But I think all these bands have huge fan bases, whether they're more niche or more or huge, like something like My Chemical Romance or Paramore. And so, do you think that these people want to pay $250 to see a 20-minute set of maybe one of their favorite bands? It's gonna end in riots if it fucking, like, I don't know, people. Music fans especially can have some crazy fucking fan bases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, I look at a name like Anne Berlin, for example. Like, I know some of their songs and stuff like that. They're good musicians. You know, they were in that classic era of like music discovery. You know, I listened to a handful of their tracks, whatnot. I'm not a big fan, so seeing them for like 20 minutes, I'd be like, all right, whatever. Sure, I would rather see someone else. But then there are people who I'm sure, like, Anne Berlin is like their favorite fucking band, you know? And it's like, I don't know, it's just going to end very weirdly, this whole situation. But if I had to pick kind of some... Yes. Some must see. I have a
list that I guessed for yours, and I want to make sure.
Honestly, you could pull, you could probably throw a dart at this like poster of the lineup, and odds are you're gonna hit someone that I'd love to see. If I'm being honest, if I'm strictly going off of like, if I had to limit myself to five, let's just say that. I'll limit myself to five.
Do six. I did six.
Six? My Chemical Romance would be number one. I actually, before the pandemic, they were going to come through to Minneapolis in September of 2020, I want to say. And we had tickets for it, and that's been pushed back and pushed back, and I fucking don't know if I'm ever going to see them.
I saw them. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. They opened for Blink when I saw Blink in 2010 or 11 or whatever it was. They were really good.
Wow. Was this Black Parade had to be out by then. Yeah.
Yep. I think that was the album that they were pushing when they
I think shortly after that would have been their last album, I think. I want to say that last album was like 2012 or something. That sounds about right. I don't know. It's been a long time. But anyways, My Chemical Romance probably be number one. I would love to see AFI just because of how, first of all, I think that band is pretty fascinating because of like the evolution that they've made throughout the years. Like, dude, they straight up used to be like skate punk. Like they used to, like they used to just be skate punk and fucking fast little thrashy riffs and great band. And honestly, the discography is so like, it just kind of, yeah, it just evolved a lot over the years.
Yeah. Dude, December Underground is such a good album.
December Underground is an absolute classic. And I think that was them. That was kind of the point where it was like evolving even with the times. And but yet they had songs on there that like Kill Caustic, which was like more in their roots, like the like the hardcore sort of like fast, gritty sort of music. But then they had like Miss Murder, which had like really great production behind it, very catchy, and they kind of like made their mark on the map, I think, and put them on a lot of people's radars. So yeah, AFI, I think they would be fascinating to see, because it's like what where do they pull from, you know? Like right. what kind of songs would they bring through? Again, limiting to them to like a 20 to 30 minute set kind of just stifles the potential flame they could bring to like I don't know, people around our age who are like having kids and stuff like that. Maybe they bring their kids to the festival. I don't know if I would never bring my kid to a festival like this. This would be nuts.
that wouldn't be a safe bet.
But like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I guess they played four or five songs, you know, and it was, you know, whatever. But anyways, I would love to see A Day to Remember, because I think that some of their old albums and stuff like that are just so, it just like hits this fucking particular, like it scratches a particular itch, you know, for me of like such a nostalgic time. And I don't know. I think this would be a great band to see in this setting, because I don't like all their stuff, but I like a lot of their bigger stuff. Right. So I would love to see them. Dude, Hawthorne Heights. I would fucking love.
I just want to see the one song.
Exactly, dude. I would love
to. Which is all they're going to have time for.
That would be all they have time for. And plus, like, if you look at the poster, they're like bottom left fucking corner. And it's like, how you going to do Hawthorne Heights like that? You know?
They're going to 8 minutes set for show.
That's right. So many good little bands in here. I think that seeing a band like, I would bring in a newer band to the mix too. I would watch the Linda Lindas. That would be a good show, I think. Again, go check out their little like kind of viral moment they had with one of their songs. They're starting to become, you know, I think they're signing to like some label. I don't fucking know. I'm spitting out my butt right now. And then kind of a newer, like on the newer side of pop punk, they're not new, but like they're not as old as some of the bands here. I would love to see Neck Deep. They're fucking killer, like kind of pop punk. Have you ever listened to Neck Deep? Yeah,
I have.
Mm-hmm. They're good shit. They're good.
Yeah.
Not bad. And then, okay, let's see. That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let me just get one more anyways. Avril Lavigne, dude. I would watch Avril Lavigne 100%. Dude, I would, yeah. I would, dude, I, and you know what? I would hope that she played Skater Boy 6 times. I would just hope that she, that was, that would, that's it.
She has to play it at least once. That, like, that's a, that's another one though. That's another one. She just came out with a new album.
Exactly.
What are you going to do for this festival?
Right. Are you going to keep it to the classics to play into the nostalgia, or what you going to do?
I want to throw a, I don't know if anyone listens to this podcast. Maybe there's nobody listening, but if anyone's listening and you have tickets to this show, first of all, sorry for all the negativity. Second, if you go, can you document it? Just like maybe take notes and then hit us up and we'll have you on the podcast and then we can talk about it. If we have any friends that are going, I'd really like that. I'd like to hear your firsthand experiences of Woodstock 90. I mean, the We Were Young Festival.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, dude? I hope, and I don't know if this is going to happen, but like I've talked about Hate56 a lot. He just films like hardcore metal shows, and then like he films other stuff too, but like that's his primary mm-hmm. bread and butter. I hope that he just fucking goes to this and he films sets, and I hope he does a fucking documentary of his own on this shit. Like, dude, I would up my Patreon support for him if he fucking did. Sonny, if you're listening, and I don't know why you would be, but go to this fucking festival if it happens, dude. Anyways, I like somebody like that, someone with the skills to understand filming live shows and stuff like that. And then just him having this natural ability to capture these weird special moments in time. I think that would be a fucking match made in heaven. Anyways, so we've shit on this festival, and honestly, I hope we're proved wrong. I hope we're proved wrong.
That would be preferred.
Mostly,
I don't think we will be.
Yeah, no. And it's mostly for the sake of the human beings that will be there mm-hmm. and the bands that are being promised, I mean, hopefully promised money, you know, to be playing something like this. And if you happen to listen to this, anybody that is like involved behind the scenes, please hit us up. I want to know more information. And like Josh said, if you do happen to go to the festival, just take notes. I want to hear this firsthand account and stay safe.
Don't take anything from strangers.
No.
Just a piece of advice.
No.
Not food, not water,
not
drugs.
Drugs, not alcohol. Dude, imagine if alcohol is at this thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
I'm sure
they I am scared for people's well-being.
That's my, like, biggest thing for this, is I'm nervous for what's going to happen to all the concert goers. It just doesn't seem safe.
Right. So, When We Were Young Fest, are you going?
Is it real?
Is it... Yeah, let's... Yeah, let me start over. When We Were Young Fest, is it real? Are you going?
No. Why?
And honestly, I unless you had anything more to talk about with this wild time of a, I don't know, a promised festival that we have on our hands, we can call it.
They promise that this festival is going to happen, and Nate and I promise to talk about it when it doesn't happen. So we'll hit this up again, and what do you think? Maybe November 2022.
Honestly, I say okay. Like you said earlier, I think that you're gonna start to see people that are in bigger bands who have maybe management that they've had for a long time, you know, who probably initially looked at it and was like, okay, you know, yeah, this is cool. But then now that everything's come out and it's like, oh, this is not what we were promised. I think that 3 months from now, yeah, we'll start seeing the fall off and then the inevitable, okay, well, so maybe Avril Lavigne isn't going to be here. Maybe My Chemical Romance isn't going to be here. Okay, Paramore's not going to be here anymore. You know, we're going to start to see that trickle, and then it'll just be some random assortment of mostly newer bands, I would say, that are just okay with, like, well, exposure's exposure, you know? And yeah. So a festival's a festival. That's what we're going to see, I think.
I ditto that. Yeah. Which is the thing.
And a Pokemon. So.
It is a. Yeah, I love Pokemon.
Are we playing Arceus?
I haven't bought it yet. I was going to, and then I got a tattoo. I feel like that's not the first time that I've said that about something on this podcast. Where it's like, oh, yeah, I was going to get this, and then I got it. The problem is that I have an addiction.
Mm hmm.
To getting lilies tattooed on my body.
Right. Right.
So no. That was the long answer. The short answer is no, not yet.
Well, thanks for listening, and next time on Bad Bandmates, we review Pokemon Arceus Arceus in full. That's just evolved. We evolved into a gaming podcast.
Surprise.
Couple of gamers.
No, just kidding. We're not going to do that. Well, maybe we are. I don't know. Fine. We don't have an idea for the next episode, so maybe.
We're not going to do that. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.